The next question, and inshallah, this will be the last question that we'll be taking. The question is, my name is Muhammad Salim from Dhaka, Bangladesh. I am 22 years old. How can I improve my knowledge about Islam? And how can I strengthen my belief? What types of books should I read? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 8, Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshiru al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihat anna lahum ajran kabira. Surely this Quran guides to that which is most upright and gives glad tidings to the believers, those who do good deeds, for them is a great reward. The first thing that you should do is read the glorious Quran. If you know Arabic as a language, that is the best. You should try to learn Arabic as a language. But if you do not know Arabic as a language, you should read the glorious Quran along with the translation. You should be connected to the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 28, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction. You will find true peace, happiness and satisfaction if you read the glorious Quran, if you are connected to the glorious Quran. The more you are connected to the glorious Quran, you will find success, peace, happiness, satisfaction in your life. You will have success in this world as well as in the hereafter. So the first step that you need to read the glorious Quran along with the translation. You should also read the commentary of the glorious Quran. And in the English language, one of the best translation along with brief commentary, it is the translation by Abdullah Yusuf Ali. Besides that, we also have the translation, Sahih International, which is a good translation. And you should also read the tafsir of the glorious Quran to have an in-depth understanding of the glorious Quran. One of the best tafsir, it is Tafsir Ibn Kathir, and it is translated in English. Besides this, you should also read the ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You should read Sahih al-Bukhari, the summarized version of Sahih al-Bukhari, which is translated in English by Darussalam. Inshallah, it will get you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give you a better understanding of the deen. Besides that, you can also read Bulugh al-Maram, wherein there are ahadith related to ahkam, related to rulings. But you should take care because there are certain dhaif ahadith, certain weak ahadith. Besides this, you can also refer to Islam QA. Islam QA, it is a very good website, islamqa.info. If you have any questions regarding Islam, you can ask on this website. And many a times, the questions, they are already answered. Most of the questions, they are available in their database. So many a times you don't have to ask the question because they are already answered. And this is available in several languages. But if the answer is not available, you can very well ask them the question and inshallah they will respond to you. Besides this, you can also watch Peace TV that is available in English, Urdu, Bangla and Chinese. You can watch the various Peace TV speakers. For example, Sheikh Asim al-Hakim, Sheikh Salim al-Amri, Dr. Muhammad Salah. All these speakers, you can watch them and inshallah, it will get you closer towards the deen. It will give you better understanding of the deen, of the religion of Islam. Besides this, you can also watch on YouTube the same speakers, and you can also subscribe to the YouTube channel of my father, Dr. Zakir Naik. And besides that, you can also follow him on Facebook. With these few tips, inshallah, it will get you closer towards Islam, will get you closer towards the deen. And you can also read books of your interest. For example, if your interest is science, you can read books on Quran and modern science. So in this way, inshallah, it will get you closer towards the deen, towards better understanding of the religion of Islam. And besides that, you can also visit the website zakirnaik.com, wherein a lot of material regarding Islam is present, regarding dawah, the techniques of doing da'wah, how to do da'wah. A lot of material is present on this website. So inshallah, if you follow these few tips, inshallah, it will strengthen your belief, it will strengthen your religion, and it will draw you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the religion of Islam. And the most important thing is your niyyah. Your niyyah, it should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that the deeds, they are based upon the intentions. So your intention should be solely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you're gaining any knowledge, it should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gaining knowledge, it is very rewarding and very important in Islam. That's the reason the first revelation given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was not to offer salah, it was not to give zakah, it was not to perform hajj, but it was iqra, read. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Iqra, chapter number 96, verse number 1, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read, recite, proclaim in the name of thy Lord who has created you. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, talabul ilmi fariyadatun ala kulli muslim, seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. So you need to acquire the right knowledge, and if you do so, inshallah, it will get you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides acquiring this knowledge, you should also try to implement it and to teach it to other people. First is acquiring knowledge, the right knowledge, and after that implementing it in your life, and then propagating it, teaching it to those people who are not aware of it.